Welcome to Inside the World Economic Forum. I'm Michelle Mishler, and we are on location in Davos. The snow keeps falling, and the participants are numerous. Today, you will get some thoughts from a variety of our participants on their first day. We hear from Nobel laureate Mohamed Yunus and social entrepreneur Susanna Padua. Here now some first impressions of this year's annual meeting.
Hello, I'm Bill Brindley, and I'm the CEO of NetHope, and I've been here before. Last year was my first year, but I also went to summer Davos and Dalian, and find both experiences to be quite interesting. And I'm having a wonderful day. It started this morning meeting some very interesting people for breakfast, and then one fascinating person after another that's trying to have an impact on the world. I think the theme is good because you've got to have an organizing principle in order to be able to kind of move things forward when you have such an eclectic group of people. So many different points of view, so many different interests from a business standpoint, government, you even have religious leaders, you have academics. So you've got to have a way to organize the focus for the time because there's such a diversity, you need the unity.
Mike Fitzgerald, Alterbridge from Ireland. We're a technology company. We're one of the 2012 World Economic Forum winners of the innovative, like, new pioneers of technology. And we have a remote communication system that we deploy globally. So this is our first Davos. We've done Dalian. And it's very productive. We find it really, really good for our business. I think everyone says, you've got to deliver. I mean, if you're going to have a conference with this clientele, you need to be able to bring them together, and you need to have people measured, and you need to be able to deliver. And if you do, it's going to be more and more successful.
Hi, my name is Erica Dewan. I am a global shaper from the Boston Hub. I'm coming here to Davos with high hopes and inspiration, and bringing and sharing the voices of my generation. I've spent the last decade as a social activist, as an investment banker, as a student at grad school at Harvard. And what I've seen is the increasing need to have people across sectors work together and learn from each other rather than antagonize each other. And that's something that I really am seeing and hoping to see more of here at Davos this week. More specifically, my work is in helping advising companies on how they can capture the talent of Generation Y and have them perform better in their corporations. And I do feel that there is, as a global shaper being here, I feel like that's a wonderful first step in starting an intergenerational dialogue. Mm-hmm. I think that there will be a lot more intergenerational conversations that will be needed as we move into the 21st century. And at the same time, my hope is that at forums like this, we can really begin to harness the wisdom and organizational knowledge of the older generation, but the creativity and entrepreneurial spirit of a younger generation. So I look forward to many of the panels. I'll be speaking on the Leadership Models Across Generations panel on Saturday as the only millennial. So I'm looking forward to that.
Hi, my name is Shadi Hamid. I'm the Director of Research at the Brookings Doha Center in Qatar. I just got here earlier this morning. This is my first time at Davos, so I'm really looking forward to it. I wasn't expecting all of the snow, and it's very cold, but I'm trying to adjust. So far, it seems pretty fascinating. I'll be speaking tomorrow morning on a panel about rethinking the role of Islam in politics. So that's sort of my focus as a researcher, looking at the role of Islam in public policy and how that informs the democratization process in the Arab world. So I'm looking forward to meeting new people and exchanging ideas. Most of the people here don't focus on the issues that I focus on, so that's interesting to me to kind of push myself outside of the comfort zone.
I'm Leena Srivastav, Executive Director at Terry in New Delhi, India. And I think the meeting is dealing with some very interesting challenges. Whether we are able to come up with a way forward, I think it still remains to be seen, but it promises to be exciting.
Hi, I'm Hewing. I'm representing the 51Give online donation platform in China here at Davos, and just been at some really interesting sessions today. It's definitely been a change since I've been here 2 years ago. And I feel like the topic this year is realistic, and there's a you know, it's always been serious, but there's definitely a more reflective tone. People are wondering what's happening next. I thought that the time session on capitalism was absolutely fascinating, and the comments made on that session, I think about if you check the media a year ago, you would never hear those comments. So I think this year to be at Davos is a real true honor, because people are beginning to speak from their hearts, and people are beginning to really tackle the difficult questions and trying to figure out what the next 10 years are going to be like.
My name is Matthew Prince. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Cloudflare. Cloudflare is a San Francisco-based company that is making the internet faster and protecting websites from bad guys. We were selected as one of the tech pioneers by the World Economic Forum for 2012. And so I got here on Tuesday and have been having a terrific time meeting with a lot of amazing people, and meeting both with other technology pioneers and other business leaders that will help us continue to expand and grow.
The great thing about the annual meeting is having access to change makers. The father of microfinance, Mohamed Yunus, is one such change maker. We caught up with him here in Davos.
The framework within which we have been working is not working. It's brewing. All the problems are brewing over years. All the poverty, unemployment, environmental problems, food crisis, and oil crisis, everything. So we kind of coming to an end of an era or a civilization. We need to build a new civilization where we won't have that. And the present structure doesn't help us to go there. So we have to abandon the present structure and build a new one. And in that, it will not be money focus, it's not money obsession, it's about human beings, as human beings are, to create a new kind of civilization for us. And we need a new building blocks for that. And one of the things that I'm suggesting that we expand the idea of business rather than making money, another business would be business to solve problems. We have enough technology, we have enough ability, enough innovative capacity to make that happen. So that's the challenge. That's what the core issue of this conference, that how do we move into that? It's not a transformation in that sense. It's a kind of a redesigning of the whole structure. And that's what we are looking for. Business not for making money for yourself, business to solve that problem. And if you're successful, you created a seed for a change. And all we need to do is to kind of plant it again and again, and the whole plantation solve the entire problem. Human capacity, human creativity is so enormous. All the problems put together cannot stand against that. So human capacity is big enough to take care of all the problems that we have. Simply, we never use that capacity to solve problems. We use that capacity to make money. It's a self-centered economy. We were never open to taking care of the people, keep taking care of the planet. So once we open that up, these problems can disappear, and each individual person can do that. Be aware of that capacity and ask yourself, are you going to use this capacity to change the world? You have the power, use it, make it happen. You can create your own world. You don't have to take the world and live there, feeling uncomfortable about it. You have the capacity to create the world that you feel comfortable with, you feel proud of creating that world. Go and do it, and you can do it.
Now we introduce you to Susanna Parwa. She's a 2009 recipient of the Social Entrepreneur of the Year Award.
I'm Susanna Parwa. I come from Brazil, from the Institute of Ecological Research. And we began our work dealing mainly with the conservation of biodiversity of Brazil, which is tremendous, but people don't really value it too much and don't know much about it. So we began with first research and then environmental education to share the knowledge. And we received interns in our work, and many of them never left. They were students at the time. They graduated. They did afterwards their masters, their PhDs. So one thing that we found was that an important thing that we were doing was education. So we put together an education center for short-term courses to teach everything that had been hard for us to learn. And from 5 years back, we've been offering a master's program. And this year, we're beginning an MBA so that the business world can incorporate sustainability in a more powerful way. But one thing that we learned is that the environment will not survive if local people don't have a chance to improve their livelihoods. So we began alternatives in a sustainable way so that people could also benefit from a sound, environmentally protected environment. And so social and environmental issues for us are together, as are theory and practices. We don't separate. We think the theory is really good if it has an application.
So, and what is your interpretation of this year's theme, The Great Transformation?
I think the world is going through a big transformation, and we need to change the paradigm mindsets of people, and sustainability is one of the baselines that need to be incorporated. And if we don't discuss this in an important meeting as Davos, as the Economic Forum, I think it will be very hard for people to take it seriously. So I'm encouraging everyone that I meet to attend everything that has to do with sustainability and values and ethical changes, because the transformation needs to come from within. If we don't change our ways, the ways we see life and our values and what we aim, it's going to be very hard to change the world, and we need a change immediately.
That's it for today's podcast. I'm Michelle Mishler. Stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow with the very latest from the annual meeting in Davos.